Podcast. Well, it's time for our Redskin Report with Trevor Baddich, Redskins elite long snapper. He's our WMAL Redskins analyst, and you see him all the time on Comcast SportsNet as a co-host over there.
He is all over Comcast.
He is he's a very busy man. Yeah. Hey, good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Larry.
Redskins travel out to East Rutherford, New Jersey, to see if they can get the season back on schedule after losing two home games. They go on the road against the Giants. Just give me your thumbnail sketch of how this is likely to shape up.
Well, thumbnail sketch. It's still not a must-win game where the season is gone, but it's pretty close to that because when you start 0-3, the statistics are vastly against you to make the playoffs. And then given that the Redskins have a tougher schedule in the second half of the season than in the first, if they start 0-3 in the easy part of the schedule, this will be a tough time.
What do the Giants bring to the table here that the Redskins haven't seen yet in their first two opponents, the Cowboys and the Steelers?
Well, they bring a passing game that might be even better than the Steelers brought, because they've got not just a Super Bowl winning quarterback like the Steelers and Eli Manning, but
that would be crybaby Eli Manning you're referring to.
Well, I think Larry, I'll say that just because I don't think you can beat me up, so
right.
I won't shut you down.
I don't think you can either. Yeah,
that would be the guy. But they've got a deep receiving core. Victor Cruz is back. Rookie Sterling Shepard has been fantastic. And, of course, there's Odell Beckham,
yeah,
who looms. And so, offensively, they have the ability to score points. Defensively, they're better in pretty much every, or they're more effective in pretty much every area than the Redskins. And so, it's the Redskins are going to have to win this game on offense.
Well, yeah. And that would mean that Kirk Cousins needs to have a good game. And he's been, he's struggled, let's be honest. He's had three interceptions already on the season. He, as you have often pointed out, tends to get into a mode where he tries to do too much. What are they doing to correct that problem? And what other adjustments are they making? Because, quite frankly, what they were doing wasn't getting it done.
Well, they would like to run the ball better. I mean, their play calling has been a 3-to-1 ratio of pass to run. For every one time they run it, they throw it three times. But it's not so simple as just to keep calling runs. If you're ineffective running the ball, then you can't keep running the ball. And their running stats look pretty good, but when you dig into it, they're not consistent enough. They'll bust off a big run, then they'll get stuffed three times in a row and punt. So they've got to run the ball better eventually, but I don't think they'll do it this week. What they've got to do to help Cousins is just to settle him down, and that's going to be harder to do this week because there are rumors out there that there's disgruntlement in the locker room about him, according to anonymous Redskin sources in the locker room. So that's something else that he'll have to overcome, given that right now it's his mental state that really is the difference in his game.
You're one of the best, Trevor, and that's why we're so honored to have you as our Redskins analyst. One of my other favorite NFL analysts is Herm Edwards. I think he's fantastic, and I saw him on ESPN earlier this week doing a whole breakdown on the fact that Kirk Cousins has actually enjoyed some of the best pass protection of any NFL quarterback. Whatever his problems have been so far this season, it's not because of the offensive line, which is something that we had been talking about for quite some time with the Redskins. So what do you think the problem is? It's not like he's making these bad decisions under pressure.
Larry, the problem is that last year, Kirk Cousins had the arm of a quarterback and the head of a hunter. This year, he's playing with the arm of a wide receiver and the head of a kicker, and that's the problem. And really, the arm part is head. What? Because when fans watch him, this is what to watch for from Cousins in this game. On short passes and medium passes where the receiver is open, because Cousins hit him. Because in the first 2 weeks, there were too many times when he would either miss him entirely, overthrow him or throw it into the dirt, or make a pass that was so dramatic that the receiver had to stop and make an acrobatic catch even though he was wide open.
Yeah,
and
I know. You see that a lot. Even on some of the good passing plays, the receiver is always sort of reaching behind him, behind himself in stride.
Right, and the second thing for fans to watch for is if Kirk does drop set throw, then that's when he's best.
Yeah.
If he drops back and looks around and buys some time and looks around some more, even before he throws the ball, hide your eyes, you know, get the children out of the room, because something ugly is likely to happen. That's when he's at his worst.
Well, you know, look, in sports, they say, you know, a lot of it is your mental attitude. And it sounds as if, you know, the one of the continuing things about Kirk Cousins, and I like Kirk Cousins, I'm wearing his number 8 jersey as we speak.
He is. I'm wearing my Harper Nats jersey as we speak.
Of course.
But when you start to have the you know, in golf they call it the yips. You know, your mental game is just not there. You're not focused. Something's not quite right. How do you get a quarterback on track? What has to happen in that locker room? I don't think it helps when you hear, you know, murmuring that there's a disgruntlement in the locker room.
Yeah, really, it's actually quite simple. Because the hard thing is to get a quarterback to do more than he can. In other words, if he doesn't have the physical capability to get the job done, it's hard to get him there. But when he has the physical capability and all you have to do is calm him down and convince him to do less, then that's what you need to do. And for Cousins, part of the problem, I think, is that he's a franchise quarterback now at $20 million, and he's playing for a new contract. And I think that they've just got to settle him down and let him know that he doesn't get that new contract by throwing the ball deep down the field every play and making a massive play every play. All he's got to do is just make the easy play. So fans look at it and say, yeah, that was a short pass, wide open. Way to go, Kirk. Give him $100 million.
The ongoing saga of Josh Norman and where he should play on the field. Listen, I so enjoyed watching him in the Dallas game. He is an incredible athlete. But I've never seen so much conversation about what side of the field he should be playing on and who should he be covering. I mean, what do you think they're going to end up doing with Josh Norman? Is he just going to be on Odell Beckham no matter where he lines up, or is he going to play his side of the field?
I think what they need to do is be multiple with him. In other words, sometimes put him where Beckham is, sometimes don't. They can move Beckham, too. I mean, there's all kinds of things they can do to frustrate a plan of trying to get Norman to follow Beckham. But what I think they'll do is move people around and then have multiple plans to double-team Beckham and double-team other people. The key is not to put some great corner on Beckham and shut him down. That's not going to happen. The key is to sometimes double-team him from underneath with the linebacker, sometimes double-team him from over the top with the safety, sometimes run a strong safety out to the side. Double-team him from different areas, different angles at different times with different players. It's not a matter of just a one-on-one matchup.
But for a player like Josh Norman, real fast, Trevor, he wants to be against the best, doesn't he? Every time ball is snapped, doesn't he want to be lined up against the best receiver on the field?
Sure he does, but that's what they all want to do. And what he really needs to want to do is be in the best place for the defense. Sometimes it's better for your best corner to match up with the second best receiver so you can double team the first best receiver and take both of them out.
It's just frustrating as a fan. We want to see our best guy against their best guy, but I hear you.
Yeah, well, guess what? The minute the coaches start to listen to the fans, the coaches
are in trouble. That's
games
right.
With the fans at the bar.
That's right. All right, Trevor Maddich, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Monday after the game.
Great. Thanks, guys.
We didn't ask Trevor for a prediction, but couldn't you tell from the tone it doesn't sound like it's going to be a very easy Sunday for the
Redskins. And 0-3 would be really bad.
Yeah, with two losses against division.